Hey there, awesome people. This is Jessica Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide through the labyrinth of anxiety, focus, and emotional clarity. We're diving into a topic that's close to all our hearts, managing social media for a healthier mind. Let's be real, scrolling through endless feeds can feel like being on a hamster wheel of comparison and FOMO. Ever get that feeling like you're constantly trying to keep up with everyone else's highlight reels? You know, the ones where everyone looks picture perfect, always happy, and living their best lives? Well, guess what? That's rarely the full story. Today, we're going to equip ourselves with some practical tools to navigate this digital world in a way that actually benefits our mental well-being. First things first, it's okay to admit social media can be a double-edged sword. It can connect us, share information, and even inspire us. But when it starts hijacking our thoughts, stealing our time, and leaving us feeling inadequate or anxious, it's time for a reality check. Think of it like this. You wouldn't spend all day comparing your garden to your neighbor's perfectly manicured lawn, right? It's the same with social media. Focus on cultivating your own unique garden, one that flourishes with genuine connections and positive experiences. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you take back control of your social media experience. 1. Mindful consumption is key. Before you dive headfirst into another scroll session, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you genuinely interested in the content, or are you just mindlessly scrolling out of habit? If you find yourself getting sucked into a vortex of negativity or comparison, it's time to log off. Remember, your mental health is more important than keeping up with the Joneses, or whoever else is posting about their perfectly curated lives. 2. Unfollow the noise. This might sound harsh, but sometimes it's necessary. If someone's content consistently leaves you feeling drained, anxious, or inadequate, unfollow them. You don't owe anyone your attention, and you have the right to curate a space that feels positive and uplifting. Think of it like decluttering your physical space. Getting rid of things that no longer serve you creates room for what truly matters. 3. Set boundaries. Treat social media like any other commitment in your life. Schedule specific times for checking it and stick to those limits. Out of sight, out of mind. When you're not actively using social media, put your phone away or turn off notifications. This will help you reclaim your time and focus on the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. 4. Embrace authenticity. Instead of trying to project a perfect image, share your genuine self online. It might feel vulnerable at first, but being authentic attracts like-minded people who appreciate you for who you are. Remember, true connections are built on honesty and vulnerability. 5. Remember the real world. Social media can be a great tool for connecting with people, but it's not a substitute for real-life interactions. Make time for face-to-face conversations. Engage in activities that bring you joy, and nurture your relationships offline. Remember, life happens beyond the screen. Picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing your everyday life to everyone else's seemingly perfect vacations, lavish meals, and trendy outfits. You start feeling a pang of envy, wondering why your own life isn't as picture perfect. Suddenly, you remember what we talked about today, mindful consumption. You consciously decide to unfollow a few accounts that consistently leave you feeling inadequate. Instead, you follow pages that inspire creativity, promote self-love, and share uplifting stories. Now, your feed feels more like a source of positivity and motivation, instead of a breeding ground for comparison and anxiety. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to reclaim your social media experience and use it as a tool for good. Remember, you have the power to curate your online world in a way that supports your mental well-being. By practicing mindful consumption, setting boundaries, embracing authenticity, and prioritizing real-life connections, you can navigate the digital landscape with intention and purpose. Let's make social media work for us, not against us. What are some of your favorite tips for managing social media and protecting your mental health? Share them in the comments below. I love hearing from all of you. And don't forget to subscribe to the Neuro Reset podcast for more insights on navigating life with clarity, focus, and resilience. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.